famous local astronomers, and we're going to start this morning with Corinne Demus. She is a famous local author. She's a professor of English at Mount Holyoke College. She has eight or ten published books, including, among others, The Writing Circle, which was published in 2010. Paperback edition came out last year, and it was an Indie Bookseller's notable selection. She's also the author of Everything I Was. This is a young adult novel that was published in hardback in 2011, came out in 2012 as a paperback, and was a Mass Book Awards must-read selection. She has written children's books, young adult novels, novels, and, as I mentioned, a professor of English at Mount Holyoke College. She will be reading tomorrow evening at the Forbes Library at 7 o'clock with Joanne Coben and Zane Kotker. This is part of the Forbes Library series on a celebration of local novelists. And then Corinne will be at the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley this coming Saturday at 11 a.m., reading from signing books, having a nice conversation. Nice, because this will not be PG-rated, because this is a children's book. Her new book is Here Comes Trouble, part of a series about dogs and cats. It's a terrific book. Corinne, I got to tell you, last night, I was reading your children's book. What age can we say this book,
I'd
Here Comes Trouble?
Oh, I'd say 4 to 100.
4 to 100. I was reading it. I was having so much fun. And my younger daughter, who is 26, called. She was taking the Caltrain back from her job back up to San Francisco. And I said, I just read this terrific book by Corinne Demus, and it's about a dog and a cat and a girl and a family and a couple of families and their relationship. And she says, oh, really? Well, you're going to read it to me? Which I haven't done well in close to 20 years. And I said, well, sure. So she sat on the train. I sat on the phone, and I read her your book.
Oh,
it was so much
fun. That is like the sweetest story I've ever heard. Did you hear about, remember there was a father who would call his daughter every night for like 10,000 nights he read to her, even when she went to college? So that's a heartwarming story. And Bill, you're a heartwarming guy.
You're starting something. People all over the country are going to be calling their parents and saying,
"Oh, you read me." That would be so amazing.
I hadn't done it. And we were tempted, of course, after I got off the phone, and I said to my wife, well, good preparation for grandparenthood, but let's not lay that on her. That seems so a little bit unfair.
Well, what I find is that picture books appeal to, I teach at Mount Holyoke, and I'm teaching adults, young women, and I'm finding that particularly during exam time, they love kids' books. I mean, that they're wonderful. They relax you. They bring you back to your childhood, relieve all that stress at exams.
So, Corinne Demus, you've written novels and young adult novels, and as well as kids' books, and the list goes on and on and on. The Donkeys Postpone Gratification,
those
collection
poems.
Of poems as well. What's your favorite? Novels, short stories, poetry, kids' books? What do you like doing the best? I guess that's a little bit like asking which child you like best, but what do you like best?
I like them all, and one of the pleasures of being a multi-genre author is that you can take a break from one and work on the other. I'm just finishing a new adult novel, and it's a serious novel, but I'm also working on a sequel to my book, Pirates Go to School, and it's in rhyming couplets about pirates and a sort of comic relief. So when you're working on serious stuff all day, you can kind of take a break and you can, you know, do something that's fun and that's silly and that has a different texture to it.
Pirates Go to School, did that make you a favorite at elementary schools?
They love it. They just love it. It's true.
Is it a bit of a, well, does it teach kids to behave, or does it sort of celebrate some, because I'm looking at the cover now and it sort of celebrates something that, well, those disciplinarians might consider misbehavior. What do you think?
Well, it ends with, yo, ho, ho, we're so cool. We are pirates and we love school. So that should give you a little idea of what the
propaganda.
Concept. You got it. What the concept
if it ended
is
with a bottle
here.
Of rum, you would have been in big trouble.
That's right.
Or 15
and,
men on a dead
and
man's
chest. And the one
chest.
We're working on right now is one, a pirate's manners book, and it's called Pirates Are Polite. And who knew that pirates are actually quite polite?
So, Corinne Demus, you reading and signing books and having a discussion and playing with the kids and the parents this Saturday, 11 o'clock at the Odyssey in South Hadley, your new book, Here Comes Trouble, Dogs and Cats and Families and Relationships. Are these stories, particularly the kids' stories, and this book, I should mention, is a sequel, I think, to Always in Trouble, one of your earlier kids' books about the dog. All that said, is any of this based on, well, real experiences that you've had, or are you just making it all up?
Oh, no, my dogs are perfect. They never do anything. In fact, we have a new puppy who I think has been reading Always in Trouble and getting his inspiration from all of the behavior, cute things that Toby does. So I think dogs all over America are being inspired to do funny things, although at the end of Always in Trouble, this dog, after having gone to a special dog training school, has a little bit of a new personality. It vacuums, it bakes, it does all the things that you would really hope your dog did.
That said, is there some experiences that actually led to the inspiration to write these books, or you just have dogs, you have cats, you have animals, you have donkeys,
you've got
llamas, you have all these things, and you say, well, these are fun to write about, and we'll see where the story goes. I guess the question is, do you have the story plotted out before you start, or it just kind of writes itself?
Well, I should say, with Always in Trouble, I think it was really an antidote to an earlier book of mine called Saying Goodbye to Lulu, which is one of my most popular books, but it's about death. It's about saying goodbye to a dog who gets old and dies, and I can't read it without getting very teary-eyed. And when the publisher published this book, they sent out, with the review copies, little packets of tissues, which tells you something about the book. And I've talked to so many people about this book, and it's a really wrenching experience. People who are not emotional even about people get emotional about pets.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl, I started to tear up during the Clydesdale Budweiser ad.
That's right. And I think, you know, I really wanted and needed to do something that was fun about a dog. And so the dog in Toby is a dog who always gets into trouble, but they love it anyway. And it's really about unconditional love. So this is a Valentine's special, I suppose. And in Here Comes Trouble, Toby, who doesn't like cats, has a visit from the cat next door, and it's really about how you can get along with people you didn't think you could ever get along with. And in fact, at the end of the book, I shouldn't give it away. You'll have to look.
Oh, the end of the book has this wonderful little plot twist, which I suppose we shouldn't give away, but it is all about the love. Ultimately, it's all about the love. We're speaking with Corinne Demas. She will be at the Forbes Library on Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, reading with Joanne Coben and Zane Kotker. And then she will be presenting her new book, Here Comes Trouble, at the Odyssey at 11 o'clock this Saturday, part of the Odyssey's Children's Books series that's free and open to the public, both of them as well.
You were saying earlier, off the air, that you used to review books on the radio when you were a kid?
I was a young book reviewer in New York, and we would be handed a book on Friday, and for me it was wonderful. I would go to the library, and I would get a brand new book that hadn't yet been read by anyone, which, when you're a kid, you know, it was very exciting, and I would take it home and then come back the next week, and we'd all sit there, and we had little buttons with our names on them, and we would sit in this panel, and the author would be there.
And you said Eleanor Roosevelt was there?
She was on. She had done a book. She was one of our guests. It was very exciting.
Wow.
And I got to ride in the elevator with her going down to bringing her to her limo at the end. It was one of the exciting moments. Many of our guests were not quite as important, but I did that all through. When we got older, they called it teenage book talk, and it was a wonderful opportunity to meet authors and to feel important as a child, which is, you know, kids always love to feel important.
Did that inspire you to then become an author eventually, you think?
It probably would have frightened me away if I'd really been thinking about it. But it did make me love books. And there's something about the smell of a new book.
I absolutely agree. And a new album.
A new album, everything. But you'd get it from the library, you know, and then thousands of people would read it after.
Filthy hands all over.
They made me turn the books back in. I mean, I just got to borrow them. I didn't get to keep any of them.
Did you grow up in a literary family?
My mother was a high school biology teacher. And she really thought that... How can we put it? If I was going to write something, I should write something with substance. So I think she looked upon novels as more of a dilettante thing.
So where and when did you begin writing? You have a remarkably prolific career.
I think I began my first children's book came out of a book I worked on with my son when he was a little boy. He's old now. And I was telling him a story, and then I sort of wrote it down, and it became a book. And a lot of my early children's books came out of that. It came out of telling stories to my kids and then writing them down, and then some of them became books. I had worked as an academic. I was a regular, ordinary graduate student, and I was working on the short story as a genre, and I was writing short stories. So my adult fiction came out of writing short stories. I published two collections of short stories, and thought of it as a perfect genre, but it's not a very, how can I describe it? You can't make your living as a short story writer. And I became an academic, and teaching at Mount Holyoke is kind of nice because you get to do both. I mean, you have an income, but you can write what you want. You don't have to write, you know, just to sell things. And so from short stories, I began gradually to write novels. But I've always been writing children's books concurrently because there's so much fun and there's so much joy in it, and kids are such a terrific audience. I mean, they're candid, and they, you know, if they're bored, they just walk right out. Adult audiences sit there and listen to you. So
you get immediate feedback.
Right. On Wednesday night at the Forbes, I'm reading from my adult novel, The Writing Circle.
Yeah, we were talking about that off the air. Tell us a little bit about The Writing Circle, because in particular the part you're going to be reading at Forbes tomorrow evening, because it, well, hit a very sensitive chord with me.
The Writing Circle is about a group of writers who live in this area. I mean, it's set in a town that isn't named, but it, guess what? It's probably Northampton. And they write in different genres, and they meet periodically, and they all have lives. So the novel takes place in where those lives intersect. And the part I'm going to read is a meeting of the writing group where they're all critiquing each other's work and tearing it apart. And when I first wrote this novel, I thought it was done and it was perfect. And my editor said, I'd really like to see sections from these authors' books. Well, there were six of them, so I had to go and write. I had to write kind of substantial amounts for their books so I could then select the sections. But it was great fun, particularly the novelist whose work is verbose, so I got to indulge in all the things I tell my students not to do. And then I could get all my characters in to criticize what was going on.
In terms of writing, do you sometimes find yourself in a zone where, when it comes to characters, it's less like writing and more like taking dictation? Or is this more really a crafting for you, more a crafting of each bit of dialogue, each scene setting?
Oh, Bill, you just hit it perfectly. I mean, for me, it's more like a dream. It's as if I've entered the world of my characters, and I'm just a voyeur. I'm sort of standing in the corner, and once I've created them, I just watch them go, and I listen to them, and I watch what they do, and I write it down. And I usually tend to kind of mull and dream in the shower in the morning and when I first get up, and then I just sit at my computer and write it all down.
Do you write every day?
Oh, I write every day and every night. Yeah, sort of. It's one of those things I do, yeah. And I think even when I'm not actually sitting there, I'm always making little notes. I carry around a little notebook and I write things down, little scraps of paper. Sometimes I can't read my handwriting, but always writing, yes.
Corinne Demas. She will be at the Forbes Library with Joanne Coben and Zane Kotker tomorrow evening, Wednesday at 7 o'clock, a celebration of local novelists. And she will be at the Odyssey in South Hadley this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock, part of the Odyssey Kids series as well. Her new book, Here Comes Trouble, it's a total blast. It's so much fun. You're going to love this book. We'll be right back.